is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. We need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Now, one of the things that really disturbs me is that we have killed 500,000 children in Iraq over the last decade, and nobody in America seems to be concerned about the effect of our consistent bombing, the fact that we put an embargo on them so they couldn't get antibiotics or medicines or anything for the children until recently, and then we did relax, but by then 500,000 children were dead. And when Madeleine Albright was asked by Leslie Stahl on a program, do you really think that it was worth it? I mean, the death of 500,000 Iraqi children, why Madeleine Albright, Secretary of State under the Clinton, said, we think it was worth it. Well, what have we accomplished? Have we hurt Saddam Hussein? Have we weakened his position of power? And now we want to go to war with Iraq. Why do we want to go to war with Iraq when the attack on the World Trade Center was from Saudi Arabians? In fact, it was Saudi Arabians who were allowed to come into this country in violation of the law. And we've talked to Michael Spanner, who actually worked in the consulate in Jeddah in Saudi Arabia, who was ordered to allow people to come into this country in 1987 and 1988 for terrorist training, and he didn't want to. In fact, he actually lost his job with the State Department because he objected to allowing people to come in here illegally for terrorist training. And, of course, only recently have they actually shut off the free visas for anybody in Saudi Arabia. So 15 Saudis come to America, attack the World Trade Center, and we go to war with Afghanistan, and now we're going to go to war with Iraq. And if we're to believe the statistics we read, 60 or 70% of the American people favor a war with Iraq. Alex, what madness is going on in America today? Our guest, incidentally, is Alex Jones. Alex, are you there? Alex? Well, I don't know where Alex is, but I'm going to have to, if Alex is not there.
I'm right here, Dr. Stan.
Okay, I was beginning.
I was at the studio, and I heard a delivery man at the door, and I knew you'd already about to go to me, and I ran down and got the package and ran back in there.
All right, fine. Will you tell us, I was just talking about the insanity. They want to go to war with Iraq now. Now, why in heaven's name do we want to go to war with Iraq?
Well, I ran off right when you talked about Madeleine Albright on television smiling about it and saying, well, yes, we need to kill 500,000 of them. You know, that's a price to pay. The bloodthirstiness is out in the open.
But
and
I mean,
look, our government put Saddam into power. They kept him in power. They gave him chemical and biological weapons. And they didn't kick him out in 1991. They left him there on purpose so the U.N. could suck the oil out of him in the tens of billions a year, and so they could commit that genocide against the people of Iraq and create hatred of America, and then to fund the radical Islamists so that they would have the door open to attack us, and then the globalists would have a pretext to have a war cry to get us into World War III, taking over 60-plus sovereign nations that are not under the New World Order's control. And all of that, as you've said, is in Zbigniew Brzezinski's own 1998 book, The Grand Chessboard, where the founder of the Trilateral Commission and National Security Advisor to Jimmy Carter brags about their plan.
Well, he says that we'll never get the American people behind a foreign policy unless there is a perceived external threat. Well, we have a perceived
external
threat.
He said, like Pearl Harbor.
Right. And, of course, you have to understand that the administration is doing everything they can to block any sort of an investigation of what really happened on September 11th. Why are they so upset about a leak in the Senate committee?
Well, you know, on TV today saying anyone that leaks could even get life in prison or executed. And then I have the Associated Press right here. Imagine, the FBI is in Congress demanding on, you better do this, trying to make congressmen take lie detector tests. They should pin medals on the people in CIA and NSA and that Air Force colonel out in Monterey and David Shippers and Robert Wright and all these people in government who've been blowing the whistle on this information. Again, prior knowledge by itself is a distraction and a diversion. Because if we say it's just prior knowledge in the attack, then they go, okay, we're idiots, give us more funding, more power over your lives, we just need more power, more control. No, no, no. They orchestrated this attack, and I know you've gone over the proof, I've gone over it. Last week, there they were in Newsmax reporting that Bush said, his CIA deputy chief said, we'll send SWAT teams to journalist homes if they report what these leakers are bringing out. Because they know, people in government know the government's behind this, that this is a fascist New World Order overthrow of our republic, and they know there's going to be more leaks. So they're trying to scare Americans to keep their mouths shut.
Well, of course, the thing is that the leak that was put out was that the NSA on the 10th of September had intercepted a statement saying the big ones tomorrow, but they just sort of never got around to decipher this because it was in Arabic, and so they didn't get around to looking at it till the 12th of September.
Well, that was just the spin out of the leak that we got from the chairman. It actually said they'd gotten warnings 2 months, 2 weeks, a week before, and then the night before. And on top of it, the other leak was out of the FBI was that the FBI and CIA, well, CIA had followed al-Qaeda out to Malaysia and watched them have a meeting and then made sure that they got back in and got visas.
Okay.
I mean, think about the magnitude of that. But, look, we have NORAD being ordered to stand down. We have Bush on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic. That's why I get so rabid, is there so much proof.
Well, I think that the one thing, all you have to do is point out who ordered no planes in the air that morning. Who gave that order that there would be no defense for the World Trade Center, that there would be no defense for the Pentagon? Because you could say, well, gee, we didn't know it was going to happen, the first World Trade Center, the second Trade Center, but they had plenty of time to get planes in the air over Washington, D.C., and somebody specifically gave orders that no planes were to be in the air. The planes that did arrived 12 minutes after the plane had crashed into the Pentagon. Now, what's wrong with this? Now, and we can show you, and as we have in the past, that Mayor of San Francisco, Willie Brown, was notified 8 hours ahead of time. That was on the evening of the 10th, about 10 o'clock in the evening.
Not to fly to D.C.
Not to fly that day.
Ashcroft, Chairman, joint different Joint Chiefs of Staff. But look, Doctor, I need to make this point, and I'm going to start making it on my own.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. We'll be right back in just a minute with Alex Jones, and we'll tell you how to get some of his material. But right now, we're going to have to tell you a little bit about some of the items you can get from Radio Liberty so we can stay on the air. And we hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration if you have children or grandchildren to get them a Phenopoly set. A Phenopoly is a means, it's a fun game to play. But in 16 hours, you can teach them how to read phonetically, and you can begin to reprogram their minds so that they can spell and pronounce and read, as they're supposed to, instead of the dumbed-down method that has been forced on them in the government schools to intentionally dumb them down. So Phenopoly really is 5 board games and 2 bonus games and 2 books. We think it's an excellent value. Most programs that will teach children to read phonetically are $300 or $400, and this is $139.95. And, of course, we pay the we throw in a couple of books. And then, of course, we also have a homeschooling program. It's the Robinson Homeschooling Program, and for $199.95, you'll get a program on CDs that will take your children from grammar school all the way through high school graduation. Now, all the textbooks are there, the tests, the lesson plans. All you have to do is pull them down off the 22 computer disks. You do it. You don't have the children do it. The only thing you have to buy are the Saxon textbooks. And, of course, we recommend the Robinson program, and it's available for $199.95 plus postage. There's nothing quite like it out there. And, of course, you're going to get excellence in education. So if you'd like to get the Phenopoly set, or if you'd like to get the program, the Robinson Homeschool Program, for all the grades, from grammar school to graduation, $199.95, call us at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today. Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened with TWA 800 that went down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America. It's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that will give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and our guest this afternoon is Alex Jones. Alex does his program on Genesis. He's the only person I know works harder than I do. He has actually 6 hours a day, but he's a lot younger. He's about less than half my age, so he can manage 6 hours a day. And then, of course, his programs are heard on a number of stations throughout America. And he's put together a great video, and I want to recommend this video to you. It has a tremendous amount of information in it. I've been to Alex's webpage. I've pulled down all the documents he refers to, and there is no question at all that many of the people who were in those planes were actually trained in flight schools unknowingly known to our American government. There is no question at all that the funding of this attack came from Pakistani intelligence, which is a surrogate of the American CIA, and you need to get this information because, of course, they are using the attack on the World Trade Center as a justification for taking away the freedom of the American people. I have an article appeared within the last few weeks in one of the newspapers said there's only 200 members of Al-Qaeda in the entire world. Now, we're going to take away all of the freedom of the American people because there are 200 members of Al-Qaeda. What's wrong with this? Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to have a lot more people hating us after we go to war with Iraq. Why are we going to war with Iraq? Well, they've got all these biological weapons. Well, but who gave it to them? We did. And if you haven't read Seymour Hersh's excellent book, Against All Enemies, he wrote this many years ago. We've got the world's remaining supply of them. It's an inexpensive book, $9.95. Against All Enemies by Seymour Hersh. We gave Saddam the biological weapons. We gave Saddam the chemical weapons. And now we're going to go over there and kill a lot of Iraqis because of the mistake. Or was it a mistake that we made some years ago? Or is this all part of a grand design? Is there indeed some sort of supernatural intelligence behind this, drawing America into a truly genocidal war in the Middle East that could have dramatic repercussions right here in the United States? You may not be worried about Iraqi children dying. How would you feel about American children dying in the streets of America because the good people did nothing? Go ahead and talk. What was the point you going to make before I interrupted you there, Alex?
Well, no, Doctor, it's just that. I mean, we should all be frantic to get the word out, and the problem is there's so many different spectrums of information, so much hype and so much news and so much entertainment that people are drunk on it. And, you know, everybody says this, but it's true. And we stated, we've got the truth. We've got the facts. We've done the studying. We told you the September 11th attack was coming. We told you bin Laden was a CIA asset because we watch the globalists. We study what the controllers do. Dr. Monteith, I know, has dedicated about half his life in this fight against the globalists. I've been doing it for 10 years now, 8 years on the air. And this is a serious war. This is not a game. The government is saying that the Iraqis are going to attack us in the new year when the globalists invade. Folks, that's who bombed Oklahoma City, or who was connected to it and on the scene was Iraqi Republican Guard. And we said that years ago. Now you're seeing it in the news. But there's one thing that's been left out. Those Iraqis don't work for Saddam. The evidence is clear, and you talked about Colonel Roberts earlier, who in a military intelligence and then later a police officer who worked the case. He'll tell you those Iraqis work for the CIA, and it was the Delta Force commandos that were involved in the in the Amtrak derailment out in Arizona. It's the same people. It's government forces, BATF, FBI, Iraqis, Delta Force. They're involved in terrorist acts here and abroad. There are so many cases of problem reaction solution, whether it's Oklahoma City, First World Trade Center, Second World Trade Center, and Pentagon attack, the drug war, Pearl Harbor, Hitler and the Reichstag, and you saw it in the Scotsman, Dr. Monteith, 2 days ago, and I interviewed the lawyer, Mr. D'Amato, who represents 500 of the survivors. They have many of the documents declassified that show that Roosevelt ordered the military, the U.S. military, and that they had months to let them evacuate, not to allow American citizens, 7,000 of them in the Philippines, not to allow American citizens to evacuate onto empty ships. They left them there on purpose so that the Japanese could capture them. They tortured and raped our women. They cut their heads off. They did biological tests on them. This is all confirmed.
Now, I don't think most of our listeners really know that incredible, incredible story, but this has come out within the last week or so. And basically, there were a lot of Americans living in the Philippines. We had done everything we could to get the Japanese to attack. How did we do it? Why, we put an oil embargo on them so they couldn't buy oil anywhere in the world. They couldn't get raw materials anywhere in the world. They couldn't get money anywhere in the world. What would happen if we couldn't get oil in the United States? And we didn't have any oil here, the whole country would simply collapse. And that's the position we'd put the Japanese in, so we knew the war was coming. But then, of course, how are we going to get the American people inflamed? How are we going to get them angry? How are we going to get them emotionally ready to give all power to the government? And so you tell the story about how we arranged to leave those people behind so they'd be captured by the Japanese, Alex.
Well, many of the documents have been declassified. A survivor who was 4 years old when she was taken into captivity for 4 or 5 years, she was digging around in the stacks of stuff that's declassified. As you know, tons of papers are declassified, hundreds of tons, thousands of tons, every year just in Washington. And there are people who make their lives, who dedicate their lives to searching through all this. And she found a bunch of declassified documents where they said, we want the people left there. Don't let them evacuate. Do not accept our people's passports. Leave American citizens in the Philippines.
Leave American citizens in the Philippines knowing they'd be actually killed now or captured by the Japanese. Would such things be done here in the United States? Would, for instance, the Philippine government have created Abu Sayyaf, the organization that killed the American missionary recently? Yes, actually, that was created by the Philippine government, by a Philippine agent. In fact,
so it's the same MO. Over and over and over again. There was a story out of the London Telegraph with this top Nazi in a banned Nazi group over in Germany. That's how they ban free speeches. Oh, there's Nazis. Turns out he's a high-level secret agent not trying to create more groups and more death and carnage and more murder. And so the local police went and busted him in Hamburg. And it turned out, oh, he was a high-level agent, and the feds in Germany swooped in. It's the same M.O. over and over again.
It's like here in the United States. Much of the militia movement, which everybody's been ranting against and so afraid of, was being funded by our government. Just as when the communists was a threat, many of the communist agents were being funded by the government, and we were funding the communist government over in Russia, and of course at the same time they were shipping money here to the local communists, and so many of the people within the communist cells were actually FBI agents. We know, for instance, of the Oklahoma City bombing, some of this tied into a place called Elohim City, where you have these terrible Christian identity people full of hatred and preaching racism and anti-black and anti-Semitic doctrine. But the head of this whole Christian identity movement was
Andre
Reverend Millar. Reverend Millar was a FBI informant. In fact, everybody.
And Strassmeyer is, again, a member of the German secret police.
Right.
And let me break that down for people that don't understand. This is, and I said this 2 years ago. I finally saw the pieces 2 years ago. I already had most of them, but I was sure enough to say it. And I predicted this 2 years ago. And Dr. Monteith, you know that you saw my emergency release film. 2 months before September 11th, I said Bin Laden's the CIA asset and is going to attack New York. I mean, I know what they're up to, and I've got some other contacts I really can't get into, but What's going on here is they created a nexus of their militia patsy and their Nazi patsy group, you know, agents being seen creating a trail, and Iraqis actually in there with the FBI pulling off the job with the founding member of the HRT there overseeing the operation. So we have this, and this has all come out in documents, all this nexus. Act one of the play is, say, McVeigh, the lone militia right-winger, blew this up. Why, if you're for the Second Amendment, you want to blow stuff up. That was the image. Then the Fed circle the wagons against the American people. Then they move into the next deeper phase of this, and they have what happened on September 11th. Oh, my gosh, the Arabs are attacking us, and that's more about the international attack and the clampdown here domestically. Then in phase three, they attack Iraq. Supposed Iraqi sleeper cells, they've been planting the story for years, they'll say, you know what, Iraq really did bomb Oklahoma City. They work with the evil right-wing Christians, and they're Nazis too. And they'll tie in this Arab nexus, this Saddam nexus, into white supremacists, and then connect that to the right wing.
Well,
the only groups that are actually fighting against this New World Order takeover, the good, wholesome, decent people of this country, and then that's they're going to be their nexus to bring in Homeland Security and sick it on to the American people. And that's how they're going to sick Homeland Security on us and then claim that if you love freedom, why, everybody knows those that love freedom work for Saddam and the Nazis and everybody. Oh, my gosh, we've got to stop them. We've got to sick Homeland Security on them. We've got to use the TIPS program. We've got to do it all.
Well, of course, if you're reading the paper in this last 24 to 48 hours, they've suddenly decided that Saddam Hussein was really behind those 15 Saudis who came to America and blew up the World Trade Center.
Yeah, it wasn't George Bush, who FBI agent Robert Wright and others told us, vacations and sleeps at the bin Laden's houses. It's not the $135 million Bush sent to the Taliban and al-Qaeda. It's not the founder of the Taliban and al-Qaeda, the Pakistani intelligence general, at the White House planning the attacks.
Okay, we're going to have to interrupt you right there. Today is Alex Jones. If you'd really like to get into the background and document for your own information that Osama bin Laden was a CIA asset, we have a book written in 1999 by a Swiss journalist who spent 4 years traveling throughout the Near and Middle East, trying to find out who is financing this whole Islamic radical movement that had killed one of his friends. The book, Dollars for Terror, you can get that book from Radio Liberty by calling us at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, or better still, get the Dollars for Terror special that includes a book, includes a poor tape set, a video, and of course it includes Dollars for Terror. You'll get our four tape sets, you'll get our War in Arabia video. You need to have the information. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not going to get involved now, when are you going to get involved? We're moving towards a police state. What do you think this TIPS program is? It's a system of informants in America. And you don't have to inform simply because of terrorism. You can inform on anything. They're monitoring your bank account. They're monitoring what you buy. They're setting up a system by which your driver's license will become an identification card. Now, if they were really concerned, certainly about terrorism, don't you think they'd seal our borders? Wouldn't you think they'd stop bringing people in from terrorist countries? We don't do any of these things. The enemy really is not the terrorists. The enemy is the American people, and they're to be brought under control. It may sound radical, but stop and think about it. Why haven't we sealed our borders? Now, most people laugh at the idea that there is or has been secret societies. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago. And it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who is Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. 5 HIV war, because America is under attack today. Well, there's an article in the Wall Street Journal, and it's talking about, of course, our negotiators were over talking to Mullah Omar, who led the Taliban, and this was in 1998, I guess it was. And, of course, they were just about ready to turn Osama bin Laden over to us when Bill Clinton launches a series of cruise missiles and attacks Afghanistan. Well, if you were a sovereign nation and somebody launched a whole flock of cruise missiles and hit your country, would you want to continue negotiating with them? And at that point, why Mullah Omar actually stopped negotiating with us. He was going to give us Osama bin Laden up to that point. Read the article in the Wall Street Journal, I think it's today's article, about how we managed to antagonize the people in Afghanistan to the point where there was no way they could possibly turn Osama bin Laden over to us after we had attacked their sovereign nation. Now, you go back to 1996, why the Sudanese government wanted to turn Osama bin Laden over to us, and we wouldn't take him. And now we've gone to war and killed all the people in Afghanistan to get the wicked Osama bin Laden, and we never tried to get him. And if you doubt that, we have an article out of the Washington Times where a high commander in Afghanistan said, "We're not trying to get Osama bin Laden because if we got him, how would we justify the war? Our policy is not Osama bin Laden first. Our policy is Osama bin Laden last." And of course, as you see, it's really not getting Osama bin Laden at all. It's just like 1984. If you go back and you read 1984, George Orwell's wonderful story. There was a man you were supposed to hate. His name was Goldstein. And everybody would put his picture up on the screen, and then everybody would boo. Boo. Goldstein. We all hate Goldstein. That's what Osama bin Laden is.
They would go into convulsions of hatred. But really, that hatred was to be generated and then focused against themselves. The government would blow up its own buildings and claim that it was a rocket attack by that enemy, and everyone would chant, and everyone tattled on each other, and the children were taken to camps, summer camps, and trained how to turn mommy and daddy in, how to track terrorists through the woods, how to spy on people. And then I was reading the Philadelphia Inquirer. That's not the National Enquirer, folks. The Philadelphia Inquirer, mainstream. For 3 years, Dr. Monteef, they've had the article says it just got set up, but I confirmed 3 years ago they set up SecureCorps under AmeriCorps, and now they have it all over the country, teaching the children how to track people, fugitives, how to tattle on terrorists, how to run checkpoints, how to help clear buildings as part of homeland security. And you're talking about bin Laden. Oh, by the way, in 1984, they have black helicopters, dark blue helicopters that look through your windows and scan you. I don't know how he came up with that. Well, I forgot he worked for the communists, and then before that as an imperial soldier, basically, secret police member over in India. That's where he was born. But these were experiences Orwell was sharing with you under that pen name. You know, right after he wrote that book, he died. But it was one of his only works of fiction. The thing we have to understand here is that bin Laden also, and this came out in the Senate report in 99, as the big invasion was going on against Serbia to get their precious minerals, bin Laden and his al-Qaeda were there with the CIA, and this came out in the Senate report, hand in glove with the CIA, helping run the terrorist attacks against the Serbs to get them to respond. So sometimes you respond and fight al-Qaeda, you're bad. Sometimes al-Qaeda is good, sometimes it's bad, depending on what day it is here in Airstrip 1 in Oceania.
I think everybody has forgotten that during the war in Kosovo, and you had on one side, you had the radical Muslims, they were al-Qaeda. And they were, of course, drug smugglers. They were terrorists. They were the major source of heroin for all of Europe. And, of course, on the other side, you had Milosevic and you had the Serbians. Now, I have no truck for Milosevic. He's not, he was a hardline communist, but remember.
But he doesn't deserve to be before a kangaroo court at the UN, where they don't let him even face his accusers and where he doesn't have a jury and where they now admit they've been torturing people that have been testifying against him.
Well, of course, the people have forgotten that we backed Milosevic for years, but in Kosovo, we backed the group that was was being financed and backed by Osama bin Laden.
The Senate report by the Republicans confirmed, and the Democrats admitted, and now, you know, it's Bush going along with it. Again, this shows it's nonpartisan control. Bin Laden was actually in Albania at times, rallying the troops. They had top al-Qaeda, which are just CIA, Pakistan, ISI. They're running the operation. And we get into all this in my film, The Road to Tyranny. And
right.
I would hope, you know, that people would get my film and make copies for nonprofit educational purposes, Doctor. I would hope they would get it. It's an impressive film. It shows the history of government terrorism, the Northwoods document, where the U.S. government planned attacks almost identical to September 11th, but never implemented them.
All right. Now, for our listeners out there, Northwood, Operation Northwood, was a plan by the Joint Chiefs of Staff back in 1961 and 1962 to get us into a war with Cuba by shooting down American planes with Americans on them, by sinking American ships with Americans on them, and this was cleared by the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Bombing D.C., killing John Glenn in orbit.
John Glenn was going to go up on a shot, so they thought that if they blew that up, and of course they blamed Fidel Castro, the American people would go to war. This is declassified. We carry it in a book actually entitled James Bamford's book, Body of Secrets. We have that available through our ministry. You can pull Operation Northwood down off the internet.
Well, on InfoWars.com, we have a government prior knowledge section. We're about to double the size of it. It's already over 100 articles and documents. It's about to go to 200. We've got so many, it's insane. InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net. Please don't just believe me. Go to my website. People can download my film, by the way, Dr. Monti, for free.
All right. In fact, you have Operation Northwood up there.
Yes, sir.
All right. So go InfoWars.com. That's InfoWars.com. The prior knowledge section, you can pull Operation Northwood down, read it, understand that they were willing to do this. In fact, it was simply President Kennedy wouldn't go along with that.
So and they blew he said, that off a few months later.
Right. Well,
in fact, he tried to abolish the CIA, get us out of Vietnam. He'd been a hawk before. He said, you guys are crazy. And so they killed him. This was approved right up to Kennedy. If you go to InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net, go to the video clip section, not videotape section, not the sales section, but video clip section. You can download my whole video for free.
All right, fine, but tell people how they can buy it, because I want them to buy it from you.
Well, no, I understand, but we're in such desperate straits here, folks. You need to download it for free, and it's not very high quality on the internet, but it's still enough for you to see the documents, to see the information, and then please get the video, the DVD. The DVD is 170 minutes long, folks. I mean, it's the total New World Order plan here. You want one thing to wake people up, this is it.
All right, give them a telephone number where they can order that from, Alex.
Absolutely. InfoWars.com or net, you can order there, or just call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or InfoWars.com or net, and just get it and make 100 copies. Get it out to people. I know it's aired on San Francisco and the surrounding Access TV stations. Air it again and again. Just keep warning people, folks, because, Doctor, you know, I've never said, you know, the end is near, it's coming down, they're dropping the hammer. But I'm here to tell you, September 11th was just the primer in the casing of the bullet, in the cartridge. The pin hit it September 11th. The gases exploded inside the chamber. The bullet has been forced down the barrel through the rifling. It is accelerating. It is now, as we speak, exploding out of the barrel, going towards our republic, towards our freedoms, towards our Bill of Rights, towards our families. Total lockdown, super hyper tyranny, folks. Super hyper tyranny. Hell on earth, ladies and gentlemen. Total takeover, a tyranny the likes of which you have never seen. But if you speak out and point out what's happening, and there's a grassroots fire going right now, people are waking up. If you'll do that now, we can save this country. I mean, Doctor, you know it. The devil knows the time is short. Well, we know the time is short to wake people up so that we can lessen the blow of this thing.
Well, let me just point out the president wants to use military troops against American citizens. They're trying to do away with the Posse Comitatus laws. Why would they do that if there are only 200 al-Qaeda in the world?
Groups are never about stopping terrorists. They're about oppressing and relocating people. FEMA is publicly saying that they're building 3 1-million-man apiece concentration camps. This is on FEMA's website. Look, there's so much, Doctor. People call me every day on my show and say, have you heard about the FEMA camp in Indiana or this camp, or I heard a rumor of this? Folks, Baltimore Sun, Washington Times, Washington Post, Associated Press, Austin American Statesman, Knight Ridder News Services, Detroit Free Press, saying our troops are ready to shoot grandmothers in order to do so. I've got articles, dates, them saying it. We're ready to round you up and put you all in camps. We're setting up sports stadiums.
But
I have the city councilwoman on from Denver saying it was good.
Well, of course, it's all in the name of fighting those wicked terrorists. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like a copy of the article that says 200 al-Qaeda in America, all the other reports are simply inflated, we'll be glad to get that for you. 200 al-Qaeda, but my goodness, they're out there.
Why call them al-Qaeda? 200 CIA.
All right, let's go to John calling from Syracuse. Hi, John, how are you doing?
Dr. Stan.
How are you today?
Not bad. It's a very hot day up here in Syracuse for a change. We're having 90 degree and 93 degrees today. You have a very interesting guest on today.
All right. Do you have a question or comment?
I do. Mr. Jones, the situation that you have been depicting, I've been listening to you very carefully on the shortwave here in Syracuse, New York, is that you're saying that the American people, people that are very materialistic, people that I know, that you knew, that we grew up with our cars and our boats.
What's your point, John?
My point is this. You think that they're going to lock us up, take away our cars and our boats and our houses and our swimming pools and all our VCRs and our TVs, and we're going to roll over?
All right, fine, John. Thank you very much. Let's get Alex's response to that. How would you respond to John?
I want to talk to him. This is what we're going to do, sir. They put all this in policy papers, and if we had time, we could go over, and I know Dr. Monteith has. It is an encirclement phase. They have small terror attacks. They create giant intelligence anti-terrorism units. They begin cracking down on our freedoms. They begin federalizing our local police. It's all part of a process over time of centralizing power. But, yes, I'm telling you what Dick Cheney told you. We will be nuked, especially if we keep investigating those terror attacks. Remember that little quote on television? They're telling you Warren Buffett, George Bush, John, all these people all over the place, John Ashcroft, they're telling you not a question of if but when it's coming, when the bigger attacks come, they're going to have to take all your rights away. So the next big attack comes, and it's not, the government's fault the economy crashes when that happens. Why? It's those nasty Arabs. Now we've got to have an expanded world war, and then after about another 5, 6, 7 years, they will get us all into compact cities in the name of security. You will have ID cards that have 4 levels of security on them. They've stated this.
We're going to have to interrupt you here because we've got to take a break. But I would simply point out to John that the people in Germany said it couldn't happen here. And, of course, the people in Cuba in 1959 said it couldn't happen here. But it did happen there. Czechoslovakia became a communist dictatorship with not a shot was fired, simply through the electoral process. And remember, Adolf Hitler was elected to power, 40% of the vote, and, of course, Hindenburg turned over the rest of the power to him. And then, of course, because of the enemy, the wicked communists, why he was able to convince the German people to give up their freedom in the name of fighting the wicked communists. Yes, it can happen here. Maybe you think that you're willing to do something. And what are you doing right now to try to preserve our freedom? And the tragedy is most people aren't doing anything. They're waiting for somebody else to do it. Well, let me suggest we hope many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're getting the information out across America. And, of course, we need people to understand that freedom is lost when good people aren't involved. There are people who want a dictatorship. They are setting up a surveillance system across America. They are actually going to national ID cards. They are putting Americans in prison, without the right to trial, as they did with his Philip Dia, and he wasn't a very nice person. He's obviously an Islamic terrorist. But of course, he was trapped. Obviously, our government was watching him. They had to probably talking to a couple of CIA agents over in Europe and said, "Why don't you go home and build a dirty bomb?" They keep telling us about dirty bombs, ladies and gentlemen. A dirty bomb would do absolutely no damage. It would do more damage to the guy who built it than anybody who exploded it. But they're trying to instill fear in the hearts of the American people. Get involved. Help us. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now. A very important book is called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991. It tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working with an organized medicine, both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background of this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today. Okay, fine. Let's go to Richard calling from Miami. Richard, do you have a question or comment?
I have a question for Alex. Alex, as you know, the butcher from Waco, Reno, is going to run for governor here in my state of Florida. And if I recall correctly, she has in the past said a lot of negative stuff about Christians and Christianity. Do you have that in your archives?
What I have is the Register Herald out of West Virginia. I have the FBI training flyer. I have the FBI training manuals. I have Megiddo, and I have a FEMA commando teaching a group of police and firefighters in a classroom in Kansas City, Missouri, saying that Christians, period, are terrorists. Gun owners, founding fathers, everybody's a terrorist. I don't know if you've seen the Road to Tyranny, Richard. Have you seen that?
911, yeah, I've seen it.
Then you've seen the FEMA guy. Richard, I want you to stay right there. I want to, just for a second, Dr. Monteith, address what the other guy was saying, because he sounded very aggressive and very upset.
No, he's saying that the American people would never accept tyranny. We've given up most of our freedom already.
No, we've accepted 50 million abortions. We've accepted China, who publicly takes little newborn babies and drowns them and then fines the family 8 years' salary. They sell their political dissidents' organs, but we still buy the slave goods. And I'm telling you what they're saying. Dick Cheney said the nukes are going to go off. It will happen. We're going to take your rights away. Bush, 2 nights ago, gave a speech to the White House for FEMA and said we're going to have TIPS program and we got to change American culture. They're changing our culture, and this has happened. We have black slaves in this country. Don't tell me evil can't go on. And I'm sick and tired of people who stand in the years of our research and just say, I choose not to believe it. Monteith, you know, doctor, you know, I've been all over making police state films. I told you Posse Comitatus was gone years ago. I got video of the troops training to take our guns and admitting it.
Well,
None of this is my opinion.
Well,
we're in an emergency situation, and a lot of lazy people think they can play peekaboo with this by covering their faces. It suddenly won't exist. You can stick your head in the sand. The New World Order is still going to be there threatening you and your family.
And so, I think all we have to know is that they've actually, and we actually have copies of the questionnaire given to the Marines at 29 Palms a few years ago. And
will you round them up? Will you take their guns under you and command?
Will you shoot Americans who refuse to give up their guns? They asked Marines that, and 25% of them said yes. Why would they ask that? Why they wanted to know which Marines would shoot people from Syracuse.
Get rewarded and promoted and moved up the chain. Wake up. You're not in Kansas anymore. What was Richard trying to say?
Richard, did you have anything else to say?
Do you remember, Alex, specifically Reno? I'm really concerned about her chance, especially, I don't know if the New
Let me tell you, Reno isn't going to win. They're using Reno because she's so despicable and degenerate and horrible and gross and evil to bind you to Bush, even though it's to make you choose the lessers. You can find good people to vote for in Florida. I wouldn't cast a ballot for governor because they're both on the same team. They're giving you a false choice here. I'm sure of it with that race.
And I think that's probably a very good appraisal. Don't worry about Janet. Worry a lot more about Jeb, okay?
All right.
Thanks.
She's not
so going
to get in, Richard. Listen, they're going to try to manipulate you. She's not. You watch. It's going to be Jeb, Mr. Martial Law, 3 days before the attack. The thing is, look, Bill Clinton, George Bush, the exact same agenda, just different rhetoric. Now, I don't know if Jeb's a pedophile. I would doubt it. We know Reno is. Just on those grounds, you might go ahead and vote for Jeb, but it's pointless because Jeb's going to get in anyways. It's a staged event.
And I think it's really so interesting, going back to John from Syracuse, they got away with killing the people at Waco. I mean, the justification for killing them was we're concerned about the children.
So we're going to heat children up till their heads explode.
And then, of course, as far as the bombing at Oklahoma City, why, we know that they had advanced knowledge, and anybody who hasn't heard our Oklahoma City update interview with Clark Brewster, who was the attorney for Carol Howe, who the government wanted to put in prison, never committed a crime, but they didn't want her to testify at the McVeigh trial, that the government had advanced knowledge and left the people there to die.
Well, look,
and
the
that they would do that,
was on scene. Hotel records show it. The head of the FBI hostage rescue team was there basically running the op. I mean, look, folks, we study this. We live our lives studying this. We're not making this up. You can go buy some of the tapes Monteith did 5 years ago, and it's everything that's happened now. Same thing with the material I put out. We know what's going on. You need to research it, too. We have the Northwoods document declassified where the government explains why they want to kill you.
Okay, the Northwood document, you can get off the Internet. You can get it off of Alex's site. And they were going to sink ships with Americans on them. They were going to actually blow up a plane with Americans on it. Why? To get an emotional reaction from the American people to justify going to war. Right.
Here's a quote. Casualty list. That's, you know, numbers of dead babies, you know, with burned off flesh. Let's think about reality here, Mr. New York. We're talking about, quote, casualty list would cause a helpful wave of indignation. Dr. Stan, you know all about the military. What's a casualty list?
Those are the people, of course, who died. Well, let's go on to Spencer calling from Ohio. Spencer, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, sir, Mr. Jones. How are you?
Good. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. The Freedom of Information Act released the Northwoods document, correct?
It was declassified.
No. They had a standard, according to my memory, I may be wrong, but I believe they just released stuff generally after 50 years. It had been laying there a few years in a stack, and it was found by James Bamford, and it's since been loaded onto the Internet by the National Security Archives.
And if you haven't read it, of course, you can go to the website, or, of course, we have it available in a book called Body of Secrets, where Mr. Bamford comments on that. And the fact that Barbara Walters and Dan Rather and Don Brokaw don't tell you that the Joint Chiefs of Staff was willing to kill Americans, even willing to kill, a United States, a man who would become United States Senator John Glenn, blow up the rocket when he's going to go into space, because then we can blame it on Fidel Castro.
Well, look at this. Look, the Scotsman just reported confirmed release documents 2 days ago. Roosevelt ordered the military, you leave 7,000 women and children and men, civilians, you tell the Army not to let them on the boats. You make them sit there so they'll get captured, so we can have some captured Americans for war morale.
Yeah, it sure is. It really gets the folks back at home to go along with the war if it doesn't. Anything else you wanted to say, Spencer?
I accessed that Northwest document, and I was a little bit confused about the Freedom of Information Act as to when it started. Did Reagan start it?
I can't. No,
it started back in the
60s.
They have ended the Freedom of Information Act. They're shutting it all down right now.
Mr. Bush says that he will back anybody in government who wants to violate the law and refuse to give the American people things because we wouldn't understand. Thanks so much. And let's go to Tom. Is this Tom calling from Florida?
Yes, I was wondering how long it takes to get your free copy of the newsletter, Dr. Stan.
Oh, we basically just put the call in and it'll go out within a couple of days.
I just want to know how long it takes to get the letter.
Oh, it'll probably take 3 or 4 days. You know, it's up to the mail. When did you order the letter?
Today.
All right, fine.
Hey, I recognize Tom's voice. How you doing, Tom?
You'll have it in 3 or 4 days.
Oh, he's already gone.
Okay, fine. Let's go to Mike calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I think I'm not sure, but I think the guy from New York was probably more, maybe he needed more like a timeline on how they're going to.
They do it in steps. They keep ratcheting up the size of the terror. Then they say, give up more rights, we'll keep you safe. Then you give up more rights, an even bigger attack comes. They go, give up even more rights. We got to put you in a compact city. Got to face scan you to leave your house. And it just keeps, it's just unraveling. USA Today reported 3 months ago that by next year, Walmart's going to be selling microchips into all their clothes and half their products. Little teeny tiny microchips that radio scanners scan that have your name on them, because when you buy it, they'll scan it at the checkout line and put who bought it. Your name will be on you. They just have radio waves that just scan you. USA Today, so-called Christian conservatives are on the radio saying every child needs a microchip now. Sean Hannity, day after day, we must put microchips in the children. This is everything we predicted. It's a nightmare.
All right, and I would suggest that the American people, in the name of preserving their safety, will give up their freedom. And, of course, our job is to let people understand that those who give up any part of their freedom for security will lose both freedom and security. They already have these detention camps. And if you haven't seen our concentration camp, either our four-tape set or our concentration camp special, you need to get it. You need to duplicate it. You need to get it out across America. It's available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, either the four-tape set or certainly the concentration camp special, which has all sorts of videos. You'll see the concentration camps. They've been there. You'll see the congressman saying there is a plan. There is a plan in case of a national emergency to arrest American citizens and put them in concentration camps. And, John, if you're still living, it's still there in Syracuse, you can call in and I will send you a free copy of a video where you'll actually see Congressman Gonzalez saying that. You can say it isn't so, you can deny it, but of course that doesn't change reality.
Dr.
And beyond
Bonte,
that, are the spiritual forces. Any country that turned against God will eventually be destroyed, and believe me, this country's turned against God. We're just about out of time. Let's get that telephone number out just one more time, Alex.
Well, Dr. Monteith, I just want to thank you for what you do, and I'm honored to be your colleague on the Genesis Network. You know my show's on from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, and you've been on it many times, 9 to midnight, 5.085 and 6890, and Infowars.com, Infowars.net, to all your great listeners, your great Americans. Thanks for supporting this broadcast, and I hope you'll get the word out. I hope you'll try to save this country, and I hope you'll support Dr. Stan Monteith. I pray you'll get my film, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD or VHS, and make copies and get it out to people and warn the American people. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or Infowars.com or net. Denying the facts will not keep you safe. Fighting this New World Order will make you safer.
God bless you. Thanks so very much.
Thanks, Doctor.
Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, I wanted you to hear Alex. Alex certainly feels very, very deeply. And you go to his website, Infowars.com, and you pull down the factual material, and you read it yourself, and then you duplicate it, and you help us get it out across America. Good people who do nothing are part of the problem. And one of the big problems is that so many people today say, well, God's going to intervene. I'm going to be whisked away before anything bad happens. That's exactly the message of the church in Hitler's Germany. And that's why the churches are empty in Germany today, because they realize that their ministers have not told them the truth. I believe that the Lord is coming, but he may come 30 years after America has fallen. What are you going to say to your children? What are you going to say to your grandchildren? What are you going to say to your wife, if that indeed is the case? And so you have an obligation to be involved. God put us here for a purpose. Well, we're going to be gone for about 2 weeks, so I won't be with you for a while, but Dave Wilson will be here. And when I get, until we're together again, may the Lord be with you.